Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Squirrel. Hi, Squirrel, honey.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
Be prepared. She's loaded with questions tonight.
Exactly. And the questions are loaded, too, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I'm already exhausted, and we haven't even started the show. Okay,
I'll be crying,
everyone.
I promise.
You can count on Squirrel to ask all the questions that you would like to ask, although we do encourage you to send in questions if you have any.
Please, yes.
And on the show announcements, I send out Squirrel, give your email address.
It's Squirrel, Squirrel, at wyom.net. So please send questions. I would love that.
Yeah, and you can also send them during the show. And tonight's show, you are citizens of the universe. God, I can never spell when I send these things out. You are citizens of the universe. Your assignment is on Earth. And I sent this wonderful picture, which just really inspired me. Remember, as you gaze upon the stars in this space, we are truly looking at our origins, for we are all children of the stars. I love this.
I do, too.
We are children of the stars, and we are being called to our very exciting assignments on Earth. But we still do carry the heaviness of Earth lineage, which was necessary to be born on this planet. And so I'm laughing, everyone. I'm sorry, but you know, after a grilling session with Squirrel, my little brain was—I was fried tonight, anyway. So now I'm doubly fried. Okay, our service, our joy, and our excitement is calling us forward, and it truly it is. And I want to say here that every single day, especially right now, I am seeing that we just don't have a clue who we are. There's so much ahead, and this is the time that we came for it. Oh, my God, did we ever. So we've cleared up some old things and learned limitation, dear God, as uncomfortable as it is. But we've forgotten how incredibly powerful we all are. And that we can change any outcome. And I think that's really, wow. And certainly we're learning all the tools that will allow us to do that. Remember your heritage, and that's your star heritage, because it is without limitation. There's no illness or challenge that we cannot heal or overcome. We are that powerful. Feel and remember the love of home. Each one of you are supported and surrounded by your star friends, encouraging you to remember. You know, we've talked about lineage before on the show, and after we hung up, Squirrel, a lot of things came in. So as soon as I get upstairs in my room, you know, I think it all starts dropping in when I'm away from distraction. I love it. Not your distraction, honey, the computer and all the other stuff going on. One of the greatest creative acts of your life is healing across the lines of lineage. And Squirrel asked a really good question tonight, because I'm going to talk about the work that we're doing with lineage. And your question was, what about the people that listen to the show, you know, who aren't working with the team and doing this lineage work? And the team's answer, as soon as I got upstairs, was to begin with your own family and to really remember that, and I've seen this especially this week. I've seen it for years, but this week it's really been prevalent. All the people that came in to play really tough roles in our lives, that and especially those that created a lot of limitation for us, a lot of things to push against that in some cases were what we would call mean parents or difficult parents or demeaning parents. And so many times, and, you know, this goes back to the wonderful book by Neil Donald Walsh called The Little Soul in the Sun.
Little Soul. I love that.
Yeah. And for any of you, when you're in a bookstore, go to the children's department and just peruse it. You can read it in a few moments. But, and give it, it's Christmas time, give it to people, especially if you've got grandchildren and whatever. It's brilliantly done. And it really is about the fact that many of these people who've come in to play these really tough roles in our lives came in by agreement. And in many cases, they were very tough on us because our agreement with them was, you got to be tough. One, I can't bond. If I bond too much with my family, I will not go forward into what I came here to do. And the other is, you know, give me lots of things to overcome so that it will drive me forward into my spiritual growth. And with those two things put away as your own internal knowledge, being able to go back and really heal and forgive family is so important. And so, again, if you're not doing the major lineage work that we're going to talk about tonight, this is something that's calling. You're either called to do it or you are not. I will say this. It is life-changing beyond your wildest dreams, that especially now.
So, Jackie, we'll finish reading. That was the,
I am.
The thought, yeah, the Meredith Murphy. Yeah,
I'm going there.
Okay.
remember, your heritage is without limitation. There is no illness or challenge we cannot heal or overcome. We are that powerful. Feel and remember the love of home. Each one of you are supported. Oh, I did all that. So this is by Meredith Murphy, and this is something that Squirrel sent out. One of the greatest creative acts of your life is healing across the lines of lineage. As you consider your family, your childhood, the people you love, notice what you would do differently where they felt limited, succumb to fear, and oriented outward instead of within. Notice all that you can sense is rooted in the illusion. And revise it to your own presence. This is by Meredith Murphy. Brilliantly done, by the way. And Squirrel,
do you
want
to... That's a great place to start, for sure.
Yeah. Do you want to share anything astrologically that's going on right now? I think we're in a kind of a calm week, but...
Yeah, it's a little calmer, but we do have... something going on with Uranus. So this was something... again, from Pam Youngins, and she starts out about, again, we have all that eclipse energy recently, and her question is, what have the recent eclipses revealed to you about what you are ready to release so that a new phase of your life can begin? And what new inspirations are coming in, perhaps already making themselves known at the periphery of your awareness? Uranus represents the expansion of our consciousness and our ability to think outside of accepted parameters. When Uranus's influence is strong, it tends to bring about the changes that are necessary to allow us greater access to and use of our own unique ideas and insights. Uranus is virtually stationary for the entire month of December, and it's at 4 to 5 degrees of Aries. So if you know your own chart, and you can see what is going on in your natal chart in at 4 to 5 degrees of Aries. Changes that began in early spring of this year are now reaching their culmination point. You may find this month to be the time you finally break free from the chains that have been binding you, either internally or externally. For all of us, stationary Uranus is providing the opportunity to move beyond the limitations that fear or habits have ingrained. Restlessness and impatience, breakthroughs and breakdowns, sudden insights and unexpected revelations throughout December will reveal where we are finally ready to liberate ourselves from the old, which is such a perfect energy for December, as you know, in terms
Love
of
it.
How we think about our own calendar and the end of the year and looking forward to new beginnings in January.
Well,
I love that.
And Yeah, and running into 1221, I would say that's absolutely perfect.
I know. Uranus is that, you know, the planet of revolution. So it's going to be stationary, and when it's somewhat stationary, it has a higher impact. It's like it just resonates on a certain aspect, and it zones in. So we'll have that feeling for several weeks.
Oh, great. Okay. So
I knew you were looking forward to that, Jackie.
Oh, yeah, I'm thrilled. Okay, so let's talk about power retrievals. Oh, Lord. I wouldn't even begin to throw a number out for how many power retrievals I've done with people. What I will say, and this is very important for everybody to understand, each of you carry some very significant lineage that you probably have no idea about, but somewhere in your lineage, and I have to really search to put this into words, somewhere in your lineage, all right, there are members of your human family in your human lineage in this lifetime that have carried the sparks, okay, that made it okay for you to come through this family, whatever family you're in. And these sparks, I would say, are beings of such high spiritual levels, okay, in some cases, what I've seen is many times it's quite far back. I did one today, and it was very unsuspected that in doing this woman's power retrieval with her father, who was Jewish but died a Catholic, which was kind of unusual, but through her father, he went back to the ancient Jewish people, the ancient Jewish people, and this woman is an ambassador, long story, the kind of ambassador that she is, but it's interfaith ambassador, so she meets with people from all over the world, and she was, unfortunately, I don't remember, this has been a really hard day, so my brain is a little scrambled, but she was in some country, and they took her to see these artifacts from 250,000 years ago, and they were Jewish artifacts, which I think is fascinating. And she absolutely got during her power retrieval that the reason she was so connected to these artifacts is that it tied directly into her own lineage. And this being, and so again, I don't know if I'm really conveying the significance of this kind of an event, but that is just one example, and I do mean one example of how important going back and what I'm seeing with people, that in people's lineage, there is this kind of a spark somewhere in your lineage of someone in that lineage that was highly significant on the planet, spiritually, generally, in terms of their lineage, much bigger than any of us can imagine. And so each one of you chose the parents you came through in this lifetime in order to facilitate the fact that you are a star being having a human lifetime. Many of you came in with the idea in mind that provided this work was available by the time we got to this kind of zero point, by working on your lineage with the team, the healing that was possible going back on both mother's side and father's side, we're dealing with over a million people on each side, plus all the parallel dimensions. So the numbers are so astronomical that I don't even know that I can relate them anymore, except to say that this work not only healing you, healing your lineage, your emotional imprints, all the stuff that played forward, which is what lineage does. But also all of the people in your lineage, because all lifetimes are really simultaneous. So that impact for every session, in essence, impacting more than 1 million people in every session. This is huge. And again, I'm not saying everybody has to do this. I am merely saying, A, I'm hoping I don't have to do this for the rest of my life because it's so hard. B, it is something, however, that is so significant. And as I do these sessions, what I'm seeing is how amazing all of you are. That's the part that's just mind-boggling to me. And each person that comes to work with the team, I can see the orchestration, how important it was that they came. They can see it. The woman I was talking about with the 250,000-year-old artifacts, which is mind-boggling in and of itself, since we don't really have people who say, yes, there's a 250,000-year history of the Jews on the planet.
Exactly.
That, well, and do bear in mind that anything that doesn't match with the way history is written, and remember that history is totally subjective, written from whatever dimension people happen to be in its time. And so this is where, you know, everything we thought we knew is really, really at this point up for interpretation.
Oh my gosh, it's like artistic license to just, you know.
Well, it is. It really is.
Absolutely, it is.
Many years ago, I was hypnotized. I walked into a store. I had no intentions. I just was leaving my hairdresser, and I saw this sign that said Metaphysical Bookstore, and I went across the highway, pulled up in front, and I thought, why am I here? I don't need anything. I order everything online, and I have more stuff than I'll ever get to. I walked in, and the woman said, can I help you? And I said, I have no clue. I don't know why I'm here, and which is typical me. And she said, well, we have this phenomenal reader. And I said, well, and she said, but you have to tell me how much time you want. I'm like, oh, great. So she had some pendulums over on the counter. I walked over, and I used a pendulum, and I said, okay, I'll take this much time. And the woman came out, looked at me, and I thought, uh-oh, she knows who I am. And this is years before I started this work. Takes me in the back room. In 5 minutes, she has me hypnotized, and I don't allow people to hypnotize me. And she's talking directly to my higher self. Takes me back to the Christ lifetime, asks specific questions. It was so fascinating. And my higher self, because she was asking, did this happen and this happen? And my higher self said to her, you don't understand. There was more than one outcome. And I'm like, oh my God. And of course, it took time for me to really understand the answer, what that really meant. But you can file that one away, all of you, because there is more than one outcome in every experience. And this is how pliable our reality is in terms of aligning with different versions of reality to create different outcomes. Big stuff. Remember that your heritage is without limitation. This, when I talk heritage, I'm talking star heritage, not human lineage. This is an important piece for everybody, really important. We did a session on someone today, and we've worked together for a couple of years. This was out of the blue. And the team immediately said to her, well, all of these beings have come in. Obviously, your family, and it looks like both sides of your family, were founders in America, you know, came in the very beginning. And that whole session went into literally her relatives came over in the very beginning, on the one side, they went to Massachusetts. They were Puritans. They came for religious freedom. On the other side, they were looking for land and went to the South. And it was so fascinating for me, because more and more it's becoming very visual. And these people are all mulling around during the session. I'm like, wow. I mean, you know, they must be buying tickets. That's all I can figure out. It was so interesting. And so there was a lot of healing. What the team explained finally is that the reason that this session was so highly significant was that this particular session was helping the United States. The Puritans ended up, although they came for religious freedom, ended up being just the opposite.
Religious freedom is an oxymoron, I think, Jackie.
Well, it is, and it was very, very interesting as she told it how they literally then tried to control what everybody believed and were converting the Indians and treating them terribly and so on. So it was very, very fascinating. Wow. Again, I'm going to say, we truly do not understand how significant we are and what we've come here to do. I will say this. Please remember that you came from the future to what we perceive as the past, even though everything's happening in one now moment. But if we're talking potential timelines, that's basically it. To help change outcomes on planet Earth. And when I look at what the team has done to create this incredible process, I understand, which they tell me over and over again, has never been offered on the planet before, and I understand why. Because nobody was stupid enough to do it, and I just happened to be at the wrong line.
And you're the chosen one.
Yeah, well, no, thank you anyway. I would not call this chosen one. Evidently, there was a lot of design work to get me prepared for this, so that it didn't completely fry my circuits, although they're fairly fried tonight. I just look at this stuff and I think, oh, my God. Every session is turning out to be a chapter in a book, if I could just remember them, but I can't. The other thing I'll say is that it is, you really don't know what your own personal lineage is or how significant it can be. And we have the, and I've talked about this before, two sisters that are in Texas whose family are Jewish but not practicing Jewish. And it was so fascinating because they turned out to be, and the team told them both sisters, that they needed to work on the Jewish lineage. And this turned out to be more significant than we could ever imagine, because in the lineage of the father was this huge shift for the Jewish people. So I just never know what it's going to look like. It's just fascinating to me. I know, and Squirrel, if you have questions, just jump in there.
Okay, so, I mean, I know you've, what other lineage backgrounds are significant, or that you see more often with your power retrievals? I know you've mentioned the Jewish lineage.
Jewish lineage is very significant because, okay, as mm-hmm. they say, as the Jews go, so goes the planet. This tends to be the most difficult because the Jews came on the planet together. This is the most unique lineage, okay? Literally, the most unique lineage to work with. And
are they from a certain star system in particular?
We have never been able to determine, and they will not tell me specifically. But there was a specific agreement when they came in.
Hmm.
And it's like they carry, in order to allow them to come in group, it's like they carry the energy of persecution and victimization. I've read different things. Cryon has certainly made some interesting comments about the fact that the Jews incarnate over and over and over again as Jews. Therefore, it's all the same soul family. They've known each other. It's been there, done that. So they tend to group together and become incredibly successful no matter where they are. And they tend to make people angry because they do tend to do so well.
I mean, it's a universal concept for them as a group?
I won't say it's universal, but it certainly has been the case on Earth. And
on Earth.
I really, you know, I don't want to spend too much time on the Jewish people per se, but I will say that if you look at their history, certainly going way back, they have been persecuted and killed long before any of the things in recent history. It's actually a very, very, very interesting study. Alexis says, no, everybody comes in as a Jew at some point. Cryon says, if you leave being a Jew, you never get to go back. You know, each person kind of has, nobody has ever been able to really come up with the truth. However, they did bring mysticism onto the planet in its finest, the Tree of Life, all of the things. These are, even Lazarus talks about the perfection of what they brought in. So it has to tell you there's some very high spiritual knowledge there. Other nationalities. I can tell you each nationality is so unique. I'm always excited about doing a new one because there are such unique things to every nationality. We've done just about all of them. Right now, I'm getting a lot of Peruvians. Fascinating. And for the Peruvians, they even teach about extraterrestrials and UFOs and so on in school. It's a way of life there.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
But they carry such strong shamanistic energies because they're so in touch with the earth. Very, very amazing people. Like I said, I'm always thrilled, especially if we have a lineage that's really pure, going all the way back. This is why the Jews, you know, tend to have the longest lineage and the easiest to follow, where a lot of other nationalities have become diluted. Indonesian, those tend to not be too diluted. We've just worked on everything. Saudi Arabian, everything in the Middle East, Northern European countries, South American. I mean, there really is not much that we've missed. But
what about from India? You know, I mean, it's seen as this kind of spiritual
the
Mecca.
Indian people are absolutely beautiful. I love them. We work with dear Molly, and Molly, bless her heart, we've been doing power retrievals with Molly that have been fascinating to me. Suppression of the feminine in many, many ways. And yet the feminine has been the strength of the families. It's just so interesting. So, so interesting, these powerful Indian women. Deep spirituality, unequivocally.
So there's a lot of gender clearing as well when you're
doing huge gender clearing. This is where we hit feminine rage. This is where we hit the suppression of the feminine.
I know. Keep bringing that up. Somehow it comes up when I talk
well,
with you.
Well, it does.
I'll just laugh through it tonight.
Okay. So when we do this, it's kind of like looking at an artist's palette. It's some of this and a little of that, and there's this magic mix that because we're also working on parallel dimensions, and we're doing a lot more of the parallel dimensions, which are kicking my little hiney lately, but that's okay. So in your own pursuit of who you are, I would really recommend that you leave no stone unturned. in terms of understanding your role on the planet, you know, examining your own lineage on both mom and dad's side, it's well worth doing, all right? Really well worth doing. Irish, you know, their separation from the goddess, that damage is so deep. England, that's another, you know, some things I hesitate saying on the air because I want to be careful about not alienating people. And but each place on this planet is so amazing. Each nationality, so amazing. Lots of struggle. Okay, when we get into Russia, Poland, those areas, we see a tremendous amount of struggle and communist countries, suppression struggle, a lot of scrambling to survive, lots of damage. But again, the mix, there are still these highly evolved souls that will pop up. If it's you, they're in your lineage somewhere. You may or may not find them by doing research on your family tree. But I promise you, going way back many times, it's all the way back to the very mystical times on the planet. And this is where we have to honor the human path, because we tend to think being here is really tough and, you know, we're from the stars and this is no fun. But actually, it's been an interesting exploration. Squirrel and I were talking about it earlier. I believe she mentioned something about a petri dish.
Yeah, I feel like I'm wallowing in one. I know. It brings up an interesting image, doesn't it?
And I want to get to this, and then I'm going to go on a channel. It's true. We aren't really programmed to think big, and this is part of, we have been messed with. There is no question about that. So we aren't programmed to think big. And this is, I think, I'm sure most of you are like, she's going to say, think big, think big. I am. Bearing in mind that we are not programmed to do so, but we still are only using so much of our brain, doesn't mean we can't use more of our consciousness. We talked about that last week. So talking about healing of lineage, ancestors, all the people involved, how that heals, again, healing the past changes the future. Okay? We can say everything is really simultaneous, and it is. But if you heal this now moment, impacting this now moment, in what we would call your past, the present, and the future, we change the outcomes. And this is, goes back to what my higher self had said when I was hypnotized. There's more than one outcome. This is where we get to choose. But the contribution in terms of changing your life and unhooking from this big chest of stuff that we had to take on coming into the planet, we had to be born through humans. But being who we are, what we came here to do, your path is so much bigger than you can perceive at this moment. But in short order, you'll begin to see more and more of who you really are. And if you start having thoughts of thinking really big, don't shut them down, okay? You are being guided. And your star families are really in, really pushing right now. They're pushing buttons. You are from the stars, and you cannot underestimate what you decided to do and create on Earth. That's the final statement, because it's absolutely true. I'm going to go into channel, and you can just ask all the questions you want, Squirrel.
Okay, I plan to do that.
We know.
You're feeling it already. I know you are,
Jackie. I am, okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Welcome, everyone. Oh, wonderful subject. And Squirrel, we know that you always have great questions. So we want to make a couple of comments here. All right. You can go to the channel's website, and she's written some things on there, and we've guided the writing, and that do explain some of this work with power retrieval. This is co-creative work, and you will experience exactly what you're ready to experience. We want you all to understand this. This is not scary work. It is deep. We will say that. And what people experience is major shift and change in themselves. And that's the goal. That's the key. To unhook from damage, from limitation, from sorrow, from struggle, from feminine rage, from injustice. You can go through the whole variety of emotions. The byproduct of it is that many other beings are being healed. And because of that, all right, these other versions of reality, these paths, are changing because nothing is static. And we know that these are new concepts for many people, that there can be a version of the past that is healed, that other people in your lineage can be healed, that are excited because it changes their soul path. What's the purpose of that? Well, the purpose of it is to move humanity forward more rapidly, because that all goes through the archetypes, filters down into the collective consciousness. It is accelerated healing for the planet and humanity. And that's the goal right now because of your time frames, accelerating things in a way that makes sense. And we've experimented with this, we'll be very honest with you. Is it working better than we ever thought it could be? Yes. Do we think you're all extraordinary? There is no question that each and every one of you are amazing and so loved, so honored for all that you've chosen to do on Earth, although you may not recognize as of yet what those things are. We love you. And when we say co-creative, we mean that. All right, we've opened the door and said, all right, come join us. Let's explore. Let's go further than any humans have gone. Let's change the future, which is what you all wanted to do when you came to Earth. Now, for those of you who still think small, we'll say it won't take long for you to change your mind. Because the reality is, there is no way to think small. Not the way that we've got it orchestrated at this timing. It's too big for that. And the further you move into ascension, the more, the greater that this work can be. It allows for every shift, the work shifts. For every shift, the work shifts. And for each one of you that participate with us, you help everyone more than you know. And of course yourself and your lineage and family members that have crossed over are experiencing healing and accelerating their own soul journey. That's very big
for them, and they've come back, many of them, with much gratitude for that. Squirrel Up, we know you've got some questions, and we're happy to answer them in any way that we can.
Okay, that sounds great. You may have alluded to the fact that you, not, you know, as a group of beings, have experimented with this before, the lineage clearing and
power. No, we've
power.
Experimented now with it.
Oh, just now. This has never been done before.
No, not this way, ever.
Was
not
it done
on Earth.
In any
not on
other...
Earth.
Where was it done?
We never said it was done anywhere else.
Oh, not on Earth. Okay, and so, all right, so if we're here to change the outcome of the future, are you suggesting that the future needs to be changed? The outcome is not one that's desired, even though there are several probable outcomes?
Oh, wait a minute. If you knew that you could accelerate something to be greater than you could ever imagine, is it automatically assumed, all right, that the opposite would be something terrible? Of course not.
No, not necessarily. But to change the outcome of the future, so in other words, it could be something that the future is great, we want it to be better than. Is that
there
you're saying?
There you go. There you go.
Okay. That
you
makes
know
sense.
You're moving into 1,000 years of, you know, the golden this and that, and you've got all kinds of names for it. Why not accelerate the timeline? Why not make it even greater and more than it ever could have been?
I agree. Why not? I think that's a great idea.
Right.
So, but now we're capable of doing that. Is that?
Oh yes.
My understanding.
You are capable.
I mean,
yes.
Okay.
You are capable, and that's
okay.
The whole key here. Not only are you capable of changing Earth and humanity, but of also all those that participated on Earth and have made their transition. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I do. I know. That's kind of like where all the timelines just sort of come together and...
Well, we wouldn't exactly say that. What we would say is that each one of you, as you participate, all right, again, all right,
mm-hmm.
All the timelines can come together within your lineage, and the other person's lineage, and the other person's lineage, and the other person's lineage, which is why we've got people from so many different places. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. I do.
All right.
I definitely do.
We'll give you a case in point.
Okay.
All right? Let's say we do 3 people in Saudi Arabia, which is difficult to do because everything is monitored over there, including phones. Although we've done some very difficult to do. But let's say we do 3 over there. And let's say that that's a total of 3 million people in this timeline, and then you take all the parallel timelines. What does that do to the overall of the populace of Saudi Arabia? Does it not raise the total frequency of those people?
That's exponential.
All right,
for sure.
There you go. Exactly. There's your...
Okay.
All right. Does that make sense to you now?
Yeah, it does. Are you able to... sense that and see that from your vantage point when that happens?
Well, of course. We're monitoring, right? You don't think...
I know. Oh, you know,
randomly.
my little brain doesn't see it, you know, the way you do. Darn it. But, you know...
All right. Hold on.
I just was kind of wondering, do you get that feeling happening?
Hold on.
Okay.
We'll try to give you something that you can wrap yourself around.
Okay.
All right. you hear the channel complain about her brain and how much it hurts and the crown and this and that and the other thing. All right. So she is a recording device. So everything that happens through her is recorded automatically. And also, not only recorded, but transmitted. All right? So, in essence, she doesn't, she may not be real thrilled about that, but in essence, all right, everything she experiences, we're monitoring constantly. Okay?
Okay.
All the frequencies and all the things and the people saying and this and that and the other thing. All right? In addition to that, we're monitoring all the others that are being impacted in people's lineage. Do you understand?
I do. Now, you're saying that the channel's picking up all that frequency?
Well, yes, she doesn't. That won't make her very happy, but yes.
Should I not tell her?
Well, you could tell her. We wouldn't say it if you...
I know it's out there now.
She's not going to be very happy.
You know, so she's kind of like a human barometer.
In a way, yes.
Yes, in a way. You know, she talks about not wanting to be Jesus. Have you heard her say that?
Often.
But I said, you know, I've seen her, well, obviously, and you were there too, channel the being that we refer to as Jesus, and it's quite remarkable. But I said, you know, Jackie, you don't want to be him, but your intentions are as clear and pure and as loving as the intentions he had when he came here. And so... You know, she's not him, but she's
all
her
right.
intentions are
Squirrel,
there.
You're baiting us. You're baiting us. All right. We will just say
yes,
right, that there is an agreement for a continuation of the work. Okay?
Yes.
That was done 2,000 years ago. There is an agreement. Yes. Again, everything is co-creative, Squirrel.
Well, the agreement, as you refer to, is beautiful, and it's touching, and it's very obvious. And
again,
I'm grateful to see that experience and feel it.
Well, remember that he was a star being. So, in essence,
right.
All right, the orchestration, all right, the orchestration is one of agreement. And many of you were present during that time, and you either actually were there or carried the imprints of those lifetimes. So, again, here, feeling that you're completing what was begun then. But there are so many levels and dimensions of what you're all doing. So much greater than you can imagine. So much greater than you can imagine. Now, we're certain that many of you are feeling, she complains about her head all the time, but certainly many of you are feeling this sense of expansion in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And are you feeling it, Squirrel? This kind
I'm
of
totally
thing
feeling
that...
it. What exactly is happening to our cells?
Well, we won't go from the cellular level. We'll go to the fact that you begin to fire, okay?
Mm.
Utilize, have access to more of your brain than you have in the past. And that's going to accelerate, okay?
Okay.
You're not ready for all of it yet. It would be too overwhelming. But it will happen, and it is happening, and for some of you, it's happening faster than for others. But it is happening. Okay.
Okay.
This is how you experience your sense of multidimensionality. being bi-locating. The other night you told the channel about a dream or a dream experience you had where you were being downloaded with the right
symbols and some sort of language I couldn't understand.
Geometric symbols and language.
Yes.
And each symbol, like a full library. All right.
Okay.
Now, many, many people are having these experiences. Okay. And this, again, coinciding with what has been said in terms of you not realizing who you really are. You wouldn't be receiving these downloads if you weren't here to do something significant. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And by carrying them, you activate others with information and knowledge that you may not necessarily be aware of. Okay. Now, we're going to draw a parallel. Let's go to lineage for a moment. Many of you carry lineage that you're not aware of, both star and human. And by virtue of that, you also activate and trigger people. Now you're receiving active downloading, have been for a while, by the way, active downloading of libraries of information. And the purpose of that, because all of you think, well, I want access to it. Well, you will. You will have access to it, but you're also carriers, broadcasters of the information. Of the knowledge. Do you understand?
I understand. It's another frequency. I wish I could remember what all the symbols looked like so fast.
Well, in time, you will remember more of it. All right. If it was meant for you to know, you would remember. Okay. Do you understand?
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, we're so glad you read us. Okay, very good. Okay, now, things are happening on so many different levels and dimensions for all of you. It's very difficult, and it's going to be highly accelerated. So we are forewarning you that there are going to be days when you just absolutely feel overloaded, and that's okay, too. Now, you've been going through this for a very long time, or there were times when you would just get exhausted in the middle of the day and have to go lay down. We have somebody that we worked with for a long time named Wendy, and Wendy would be at work, and she'd have to go out and sit in her car and put the seat down. Could not keep her eyes open. You're moving in to even more acceleration. We know that you've all been going through this for a very long time, and we know that it hasn't necessarily been comfortable. But where you are now, you're able to handle so much more than you were in the past. Much more elegantly as well, by the way. Much more elegantly. But you are activators. You are transmitting. That's what we want you to remember. The symbols and things that you saw and the language that you saw bits and pieces of, although while it was happening, you were fully aware. You then become a transmitter of that to others, which then activates different knowings and different people. And again,
do they know that? I mean, do they feel it?
They feel something when they're around you, of course.
Well, I feel
but
something when I'm around them, too.
but you're also activating, Squirrel. The earth, the plants, the minerals, everything.
I know.
Remember
it's so cool to be around animals. They really pick up on it.
Remember what we said about the minerals.
The minerals, yes.
Do you understand?
Yeah, completely. That's totally clear, yes.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Very important that you get that.
I get
it. So for those of you that work with crystals and so on, you always think of the crystals transmitting to you because they have piezoelectric energy, a pulse. Bing, 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 bing. That's why they use them in clocks, watches. You are transmitters as well. You have frequency. Do you understand?
Yes. It's crystal clear.
Okay, good. We hope everyone listening understands as well. More questions?
My question is, the power retrievals, how does that relate to a soul retrieval? Are they somewhat similar or not quite?
They are similar. You are going through a specific lineage when you do power retrieval.
Okay.
When you do soul lifting, which is what you're talking about, soul lifting is different in that you're going through all lifetimes healing your soul. Okay? Many people are impacted by it, but it's not quite the same as doing a power retrieval. Now you use the word soul retrieval. And that actually means aspects of your soul that were damaged in specific lifetimes. Because humans don't understand that the soul can't get damaged. It can get torn, it can get shredded, it can be damaged. You never think of the soul as being damaged, but it can. Different people interpret that different ways, but we're telling you the way it is. All right.
But does lineage damage the soul?
Again, squirrel, you're coming in and you take on the lineage from your parents. It's different. You didn't live it.
Okay.
When you do a soul lift with us, you are working on the journey of your soul on all levels and dimensions, which is different. Power retrievals are about reclaiming your power from parents and giving theirs back to them so that you can be who you truly are.
Okay.
That then goes through the lineage as well. Do you understand? Healing, clearing, shifting, changing all the way through.
Okay.
That
so
lineage,
then,
which you are not necessarily a part of other than by the fact that you were born into this lifetime and picked up all those imprints through mother and father.
And that's held at the cellular level?
Yes, it's at the cellular, the emotional, the spiritual, it's everything.
I got
but
it.
But because you're star beings, it is much more cumbersome for you. And it's very weighty. It's very awkward. And it,
you know, I only have about 20 more questions for you, but we're going to have
to
wrap
all right,
this up.
We need to speak very quickly here.
Okay,
people,
thank
we
you.
Would like to work with you this evening, if you are willing, to help touch on especially your immediate family lineage. For those of you that are working with us, going even further than that, but helping to assist you to heal, clear, unhook. Know that we love each and every one of you, and Squirrel, so much for you as well.
Oh, much love to you.
And we appreciate your listening. It is our joy and our pleasure to spend this time with you and to do what we can to assist you in remembering and living who you really are. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, man. Are we off the air? I don't know if we are. Good night, everybody. I love you. Good night, Squirrel. I love you.
Oh, dear Jackie, I love you too. Love you, everyone. Have
Thank
a good
you
night.
Thank you for tuning in. Good night.
See you next week.